This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Interest rates are low. Gas prices are low. Job growth is ticking upward, and new cars are flying out of dealer showrooms. But some experts are looking at this explosion of long-term auto loans being made to buyers who do not have sterling credit scores, and they're uneasy about the future. Michelle Krebs is a senior auto analyst with Auto Trader. Welcome back to the program, Michelle.
Glad to be back.
Well, are those who are worried about this, are they on the right track or not?
I don't think it's as worrisome as, for example, the mortgage crisis. But, you know, I think there are some concerning things. My biggest concern is we are getting into very long-term loans. The average loan, new car loan now, is 67 months long. So they're stuck in this car that they, you know, eventually needs repairs, and they become unhappy with it, and, you know, they're in a situation they can't buy another one. So that's my biggest concern about what's happening right now.
And are we doing that because we want more car than we can really afford?
Well, cars have gotten expensive. The average car is well over $30,000 for a new car. And people look at, they're focused on the monthly payment. And so to get that payment down, they extend it for a long period of time. I mean, and it tends to be, those longer loans tend to have higher interest rates. So over the life of it, they're paying a lot more than they would if you just paid cash for it or something. And I realize most people can't pay cash.
Right.
But we don't recommend that people go for those really long-term loans.
Is history repeating itself? Are we seeing lenders getting reckless again?
Well, I don't think as much with the auto industry and as we saw with the previous subprime mortgage industry. Even so, the delinquencies on car loans tend to be far less than, you know, say on mortgages. It's very small, even though it's rising a little bit. There's a saying in the business, you can live in your car, but you can't drive your house. So people tend to pay their car payment before they do their mortgage payment because they've got to get where they're going, whether it's to school or to their job.
Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst with Auto Trader. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.